Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Aldrich. Jack is the author of Foresight 2020. We're talking about the Internet of Things, which is some work that Jack's been working on, as well as others. The Internet of Things, folks, is where devices, inanimate objects, machines, maybe your pet, right, Jack? It could be a lot of different things are connected wirelessly, mostly, to the internet, and you can manage those things, right? You can manage them, you can automate them, you can make them where they do your bidding remotely on their own. But Jack, if we get to that point, I mean, this is beyond smart machines, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be, it has the potential to be a really smart world.
But Jack, if all these devices are so wired, and we get to the point where our machines are doing everything for us, then what if, you know, I mean, aren't we exposing ourselves to, when we give up that much of our lives to machines, to ones and zeros of the binary code, aren't we exposing ourselves to a potential disaster? I mean, aren't there all kinds of things that can happen that could create problems for us if we do that?
Yeah, I think the greatest danger is that by 2020 they're expecting 50 billion objects to be connected to the internet. Well, each one of those 50 billion objects is essentially a portal for a hacker to begin getting into the system. I think that's the greater danger. But, and I think that, there are people far smarter than I who are working on this, thinking about it, but I think we always have to recognize that it is going to be a risk, or there's always going to be an associated downside. But I think the other, to go back to the positive side, is that I think for the past 40 years, you've been hearing people say, oh, humans have to become more computer literate.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Well, in the not-too-distant future, our computers and our technology are going to have to become more human literate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really the potential of what the Internet of Things promises. I mean, our environment is going to start knowing things about us, anticipating
right.
our needs, and in many ways, those are going to be.
But what if we set it up to anticipate our needs, and it moves, and the machine moves in that direction, and then we change our mind, and the machine says, "No, I think we need to stick with this plan. I'm not ready to let you out of your house yet." You know,
right?
But even worse than that, Jack, if it's all connected over the internet, if our lives are so connected over the internet, what happens when somebody else gets control of all that? You know, somebody maybe we don't like winds up getting control of that, like what's happening right now. I mean, the Obama administration is about to give up the ICANN connection to the U.S. government to some organization that hasn't even been named yet. I mean, who's got control of all this, Jack? And if you and I are so dependent upon it, and somebody else gets control of that, what does that say to our autonomy as individuals, as nations?
I think this is a danger that we have to be concerned about. I'm not that familiar with ICANN. The same issues, the protocol for the Internet of Things will in fact be regulated somewhere, and so would I personally prefer that we're doing it in the U.S. and we retain control of that? Absolutely. And if we don't, are there risks? Certainly, that we have. I think what we have to be careful of is that, like any new technology, it's a double-edged sword. There are going to be positive aspects and negative. I think what we want to do is strive for a system where we're accentuating all the positive aspects and doing whatever we can to minimize the negative implications.
I think
we could eliminate them, but we're not going to.
One of the things I think we need to do, Jack, is focus on things that are good for humans, but also pay attention to whether it's good for humanity or not. And I consider humans and humanity to be two different things. Hey, Jack, give us that website again, please.
JumpTheCurve.net.
All right, so check it out, folks. Jack, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. And by the way, I'm going to report on this ICANN situation in the next hour, so don't miss that with our good friend Steve DelBianco. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.